Now, keep your eyes open or closed for this. It doesn't matter. I want you to imagine you are in a beautiful, beautiful green land with rolling hills and mountains that aren't too high to climb. And you have a very special place you're going to go to. In a place up in one of those mountains. You gather your pack so that you'll have what you need. What does your pack look like? What do you put into it? How are you dressed? You've been anticipating this journey for a long time. You haven't been able to go there in a while. And it's going to be great to go back. You have everything you need. So you head off. Maybe you bring a four-legged traveling companion with you. Maybe one meets you on the trail, but off you go. Hi ho. It is so beautiful. It's clear the forest is ancient. And as you move up that mountain, it's really not a hard trek. That's a well-worn path. And your feet somehow know it. What do you see around you? Can you smell the fresh air? What do you hear? Put it into place. You are the artist here. Paint the picture the way you want it to be. Some visualize like they're watching television. For some, it's just the thought. I'm wearing an orange shirt. And you just know it's orange even though you're not actually seeing the shirt. It's different for everybody. If you want to know what you should be seeing, ask yourself, what does a banana look like? That's how you're going to get this. So don't let yourself get stuck. Just go with it. What does the scenery look like? You reach a place where you can stop for a moment and look around. What do you see? There, off in the distance. What do you see? You take a deep breath and you keep going. Because you can tell you're getting close. And your feet move you off the main trail and take you across a hill. And at the top of that hill, you see a portal. Perhaps it looks like a doorway to you. Perhaps it looks like an arch. Maybe it's just energy waving through the air, but you know it as a portal. It might look like a circle of stones with the great sentinel across from the open, but you know it as a portal. You walk up to it. You do not go through. You walk up to it. And on the other side, everything looks very different. Now, if I was looking through the other side, I would see the Crystal Palace, because that is Egerion's connection to the source field. And so I'm going to take you there. You have everything you need. You are going home. So with a smile on your face, you step through that portal. and the sun is out, and birds are singing, and you chuckle to yourself that Snow White is going to come around the corner now, and the dwarves are going to greet you. And you look across a great field, over to the great lawns, and you see it, the beautiful Crystal Palace. And with the sun shining the way it is on those crystalline decorative pieces throughout the walls, through the massive windows, light is dancing everywhere. And everything glows. There are 12 steps that you will walk up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And the great doors open and you are in the great hall. What does it look like? How do you feel? A beautiful staircase is at the end of the hall. It leads up, and you want to go up. The staircase has how many steps? 18? 27? 9? Every time you go, that number will be different. You go up the steps and you see a hallway moving out to your left and right and one right in front of you. In this beautiful place, what do you see? At the end of the hall to your right, you see light and you want to go there. On your way down the hall, you pass rooms, you pass portraits. And you know, without a doubt, that this is you. Different times, different lives. And that if you were to go into one of those rooms, you would be able to watch, maybe learn what that self is learning. But you keep passing them by because you are going to the light at the end of the hall, and there it is on the right. The door appears to be made of crystal. And it opens up, and yes, this is why it's called the Crystal Palace. This room is fully lit up. Light streaming in from the crystalline windows, the beautiful clear quartz in massive sheets across the walls. You've never seen anything like it. At first, your body is a little confused, but it quickly settles in to enjoying it like a cat in a window full of sun. And you soak in that crystalline light. You feel it as it warms your heart like warm honey. And you look around the room and you see this room had to have been designed exactly for you. It's your kind of comfort. There are places to sit, places to lie down, and you find yourself drawn to a place to lie down. It looks like the focus of light from some of the windows goes directly onto this platform, and you want to just lie there and let the light fill you. And you can, because this is your home. As you lie there, you remember that this is called the healing room. And you ask the light? What do I need to heal? You ask the light, what do I need to heal? What do I need to heal? And the light brings its focus to each area of your body, renewing you, initiating the healing, preparing you. As you are lying in the light, you ask that those who work with you for your highest good join with you. And at your head, and at your feet, and at both hands, immediately there are great and flaming beams of light and lesser lights in between. Those lights coalesce, gently putting hands on your head is a great warrior being. Gently holding your feet is a great warrior being. Are they angels? Are they ancient selves? Are they human? At your left hand and your right hand, again, great warrior beings. You remind yourself, warriors are not violent. Their job is to protect, and you are so protected. Their job is to be strong so you can do what you need to do, which is heal. You look at the multitude of other beings that are a part of your personal compacted tribe, there to work with you for your highest good. And what do you see? Who do you see? This tribe is made up of those from the stars, creatures of the earth, beings of light in councils of mastery, and even a few spirits you may be friends with in that far away other life. And you thank them. And you understand their work with you. You are the artist here. You are the director. Put in what comes to mind. You are making this up. You are not making this up. You are making this up. You are not making this up. Who is there? What is there? The warriors holding your head and your feet and your hands shift a bit so that they keep one hand in place, but together, overlying each other, they put their hands over your heart. One and two and three and four, and you recognize it as the promise it is. You take a deep breath and you allow yourself to open up to that protection. One by one, those who work with you put their hands on your neck, on your brow, on your solar plexus, at your navel, at your hip, down your legs, on your arms. They are also making their promise. And as if you are melting, you open and allow that promise that wisdom, that love. Oh, the love, the amazing love to fill you. And you breathe it in. And you say thank you. And they say, oh, my darling, no, thank you. We're always here for you. They step away, but you know you carry them with you. And so you get up from the platform and you move away back into the hallway, renewed. So much to think about, so much to think through, and you will. But you want to explore just a little more this time. So you move back toward the staircase. And this time, the hallway that was right in front of you is where you're going to go. So from where you were, you need to make a right turn. And again, you see portraits and you see rooms and you can look into some rooms and they are beautiful rooms and very inviting, but you have no interest there. You are going to the place of purpose. And you finally, wandering down that hallway, stop because you see the room that does compel you. And you go in, and once again, the light is dazzling. And you look at yourself and you realize you are dazzling. You step out real quick and you're just your glowy self. You step in and you are dazzling. You step out. You step in. Well, that could be fun. And you walk on in. What does this room look like? This is a room for your great purpose. It is appointed for you. There is in this room a great fireplace. I don't mean a fireplace. I mean a great fireplace, taking up most of a wall. It is burning, but you do not know what it is fueled by. And the flames are colorful and warm. There is a great mirror, and you can see at least most of yourself in it, for it's tilted just right. You see movement in that mirror, and you look up into it, and you think, did one of my warriors follow me? Because there is a great beam of light moving toward you. And you are being enveloped in love. You know the spirit. You know this being. You are greeted forehead to forehead. And it feels like your head explodes with light. And when you step back, that light fills you, and you know what you need to know. At this moment, at this time, right now, you know that you know. You have everything you need. You are all that is needed. You look and breathe it in. And that one is gone as quickly as they came. In this place, you have been healed and loved and renewed You have been balanced, and you have been shed of some unknowing. Come here often, explore. Everything you see is about you. Every room, every purpose. And the place is filled with magic. 'Tis the elementals that ignite the fires and keep them going. 'Tis the energy of the light that puts them there. Those great beings coalescing within density to remind you that you are who and what they are. And you'll meet new friends and reacquaint with old ones. Your healing circle will change as your needs change. And the Hall of Purpose will help you know more than ever before every time you go. For it is the gift of the Crystal Palace. Every time you go, you will trust you more. Every time you go, you will recognize why you are there. You will learn to make use of the healing room for a migraine, or a focused light on a broken ankle, or a digestive problem. But also, you can coalesce a collective problem and let the light dissolve it. Healing wholeness to all guardians becomes a ball of light in your hands that you offer onto that platform and take part in allowing light to dissolve it. American racism. You put that spirit of that collective thought, dense and heavy and sticky, put that onto the platform. And together, you dissolve it into light. The light is love. And love never ends. The particles just disperse to become a different kind of creation. Try that now. Imagine that you have put onto the platform in the healing room of the great Crystal Palace the representation of the collective spirit of racism in America. It is big, it is not pretty, but you put it centered right into the light. You call up those you work with for the highest good. You feel your own energy from your own healing wholeness moving through you, and as one, the great four warriors and the many enlightened ones reach out their hands and touch that collected paradigm, sending light directly into it, cracking and breaking. And you see it breaking apart. And then you see light going into it because it has broken apart enough that you can see that. And you see it beginning to crumble, and you see it moving into dust, and you see that dust breaking into particles beyond what you can see until there is only light. And you look around and you say, thank you, thank you. And you can do that, and you will see it manifesting in this world. The most powerful manifestations are based on having seen it done already. I am living in a world in which the paradigm of racism has been changed into a paradigm of loving myself and all others. Not, we see it changing, but it is changed. I am living in that world with joy and love. I am delighted to live in a world in which I am whole, in which I have all that I need. Because that way you are magnetizing the timeline that has already completed that and allowing it to come to your manifestation. Instead of your manifestation, like a ice rock floating through the galaxy, seeking out something that is like it. It will draw to it, but it will take a lot longer. So base your manifestation on that timeline in which it has already come to pass. See it as so. Claim it as so. When you are focusing at noon, see it as so. I see the children that were held hostage, happy and at home. I see the news headlines that say this bill has passed, bringing equity to the financial market. I see governments across the world, specifically, and you name one, functioning for the highest good of their people. No judge, just a recognition of what is and gratitude for it. Intensity makes a difference. Okay, I've got you all back from the palace now, don't I? I don't have you officially leave there because it is you. And there are parts of it that you're not ready to see yet.